I want to speak to Jamie DeLargy, who's a busy man today. It's the budget day. Jamie, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Jamie, how many axes are set to fall?
Well, it's going to be pretty tough. The one note of relief, and it's really not much when you think about it, is that the £12 billion of welfare cuts are not going to be introduced over 2 years. They're going to be introduced over 3 years. I don't think that's going to be much consolation to anyone listening to this. Some of the highlights, if you call it, lowlights, I suppose, in this budget. The first proper Conservative budget in nearly 20 years, which is staggering when you think about it. Obviously, there have been budgets announced by George Osborne before, but that's when he was in a coalition. This is the first one in 19 years, to be precise.
Who was the Chancellor?
Frank, I'm too young to remember that. You probably can.
KC.
KC?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gee. KC in the Sunshine Band.
Exactly. Ken Clark.
Ken Clark. Frank, it was just in the tip of my tongue, of course. Frank, you just beat
actually,
me to it.
Actually, musically, it was a great answer. Go ahead.
Anyway, to get serious. I'm Mr. Serious here. Look, one of the things that has been very controversial, actually, even though it affects a relatively small number of people, is the benefit cap. And that's a total benefit that you can get in a household, if it's a couple, and also in a household if it's a single parent with children. And that's been £500 a week or £25,000 a year. That's coming down outside London, and we are definitely outside London, to £20,000 a year, which means that £400 a week is the maximum you can get from things like child benefit, child tax credit, housing benefit, incapacity benefit. So that's really a real swinging cut for people on a benefit. And because it's coming down, it's obviously going to catch far more people than it did when it was 25,000. So people begin out their calculators, assuming, of course, that this is the case. People are going to have the calculators to work out just how many households in Northern Ireland will be affected. I would say a far higher proportion than other parts of the UK. The sweeteners, the way they keep stressing this is a budget for hardworking people. They will be increasing the allowance, the personal allowance, in other words, the amount of money you can earn before you start paying tax. It's currently 10,600. It will go to 12,500, perhaps. In fact, almost certainly not at one go. And there will be other moves to ease the burden on people who are earning money and also big money. You won't pay 40% tax until you earn over 50,000. Again, that's going to be introduced over a period of time. So there's many different aspects to it. But by and large, as you can see, the stress on help for working people and, if you like, and I'm sure they would resist this term, punishing those people who have the misfortune to be on benefit.
Is he going to be hitting the rich at all? There is a suggestion he is, of course.
I'm scouring these predictions and I really don't see too much that that's going to discomfort people who are on big money. For instance, they're increasing the inheritance tax threshold. That will be, for people who are leaving substantial amounts of money. They're going to face less tax. So, if there is a real hardship facing people on higher incomes, I'm not immediately seeing it in the predictions that the various commentators are coming up with.
The inheritance tax issue, that may benefit some mid-range people, however, wouldn't it?
Well, it's really to do with, it would be for people with very expensive houses. I mean, you're going to see far more of that. For a couple, it brings the relief up to a £1 million. How many homes here would be worth that? Not a huge number, I wouldn't have thought. No, this is for the south of England. It's not really designed to benefit people here in Northern Ireland.
Jimmy, we'll be watching it closely. You'll be talking us through it later today on U.TV and, of course, on UTV with the news tonight. And then it'll be argued, debated, discussed and, I suppose, thrown about for a considerable time. But I think we're going to have to be prepared for less money in our pockets. Would that be a fair assessment of it?
I think, look, Frank, the reality is that it's going to be tougher. This is really about those people who are on benefit, and it gets tougher for them. So the people who are in that position, this is really, it's not, you can't pretend we're all going to suffer the pain. Yes, there may be some sort of extra burdens for people who are, you know, earning a fair amount of money, but those people who are in receipt of welfare are actually going to find it tougher. Those are the people that I think we need to focus on today.
Okay, Jimmy, thank you. Jimmy De Largie on a business day, a budget day. He is the business editor.